Live from the Millennium Dome in 1999, it's the award show that no one asked for, the UEs. And your hosts for the evening are Ben and Fraser Like Razor.
Oh, 100 episodes.
100 episodes in. Although technically, as I keep on saying, we are way more than 100 episodes.
Yeah, we've actually done... Okay. We've actually done 154 episodes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
This is our award show. It's so good to be back in the dome. You know?
I know. And it's worth noting that we are coming live from the Millennium Dome, not the O2 Arena.
No. It is the year 1999. I'm super excited about New Year. What Y2K is going to bring us.
Millennium Bug is coming. I feel like maybe Tony Blair kind of opened this show.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was there with the Queen.
Yeah.
You know, the Queen who is not dead. They were there at New Year's Eve.
Yeah. So they actually kind of opened the ceremony, the pre-show for us. They did a bit of pre-show.
They did the warm-up.
Yeah.
They did the warm-up.
And as you can hear, the crowd is going wild in the Millennium Dome tonight for the UEs.
Well, do you know what? The acoustics here, with that canvas ceiling. Now, because, babes, it is a celebration.
Yeah.
Some might say it's a party.
Yeah.
So I do have a treat for us just to get things going. Okay.
Oh my God, party rings.
Yeah. So I'll just open these and we can have a couple just to, you know, wet our whistle.
So Ben has presented me with the Fox's Biscuit, known as party ring.
Because it's a party, we're celebrating.
So how would you describe a party ring to an American listener?
I would say it is a glazed yet hard biscuit.
Cookie.
Imagine like the glazing on a donut, but if it wasn't gooey.
Mm. Yeah. On shortbread.
Yeah. Mm. Is it shortbready? I'm trying to work out what my favorite color of one is. Oh, I've got to go for pink.
Well, bloody hell. Ben also went to Wild Market this morning, as well as, where did you go?
Kitty O'Shea's.
I went to Kitty O'Shea's, which is an Irish kind of import place, but they also have a lot of the English, a lot of the UK stuff in general.
They do.
And we've got quite a spread of different crisps in front of us. We've got Worcester sauce, some salt and vinegar hula hoops.
Skips.
And how is Worcester spelled on this brand of crisps? Mm. Very strange. W-U-S-T-E-R.
Oh, look, they're described iced shortcake rings.
Well, there you go.
That's what the party rings are. Right, we're in the Millennium Dome. Should we get on with the show? Okay, the first award tonight.
Oh, gosh.
It's the Cheryl.
Does anybody care?
Award sponsored by the Semiramis Hotel and Resort in Greece. Fraser, talk us to the nominees.
And the nominees are... Ben going skiing.
Do you care?
Fraser talking about the Real Housewives.
Does anybody care that we're going to be at the highest point in Greece, seriously?
Ben counting macros.
And I have already thought how I'm going to add these crisps into the macros today.
Drew, are you taking the piss?
Fraser's love life. And finally, the weather in Los Angeles compared to the UK.
Drew, it smells of shit.
Oh God, I just don't know who the winner's going to be.
Oh my goodness, what a category. I mean...
Really, we're really kicking things off. You know, like how the Brit Awards 2001, they kicked off with Jerry doing Bag It Up. This is our Bag It Up.
Well, there's nothing like starting an award show with categories of things that people don't care about. Things that are really annoying for the listening audience.
Also, Cheryl-wise, does anybody care? / I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Drew. That's who she's screaming at in that from that clip.
Who is the winner of the Cheryl...
Does anybody care?
Ward Fraser.
The winner is... The weather in Los Angeles compared to the UK.
What a way to kick off this show.
I mean, what a way to start. And what a day of weather we've had so far.
Well, I mean...
It's bloody rained here in LA.
It's rained in LA. This week it's been foggy. Oh, I didn't tell you this. I feel like I'm about to
talk about the weather.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the weather. The other morning, got up early. I went to my beloved swimming spot in WeHo, rooftop pool. I've talked about it before. $7.50. They validate your parking. Free parking. I went there. I was late. I said to the woman, "Oh, I'm a bit late for my reservation." She said, No. You're right on time." I said, "Oh, okay.
That's nice."
And then she said, "Are you a member?" I said, "No, I pay every time I come." And she said, "You know what? Because I'm feeling a certain way and it's cloudy, just go in free."
What?
So the idea that in LA you get to do something free because it's cloudy. It's like we're having to deal with the clouds, so we deserve a little treat.
Yeah, why would you have to pay when it's cloudy? Wow. What a first category.
Yeah, what a first category. Right, do you want to read us our next one, babes? You're listening to the UEs. It is the You're Welcome America. I was about to say first annual. No, it's not. Our 100th episode awards ceremony coming from the Millennium Dome.
It's not annual. We won't be doing this again.
No. What's the next award, babes?
Our next award is for things we miss the most from the UK. And this is sponsored by our friends at USCIS. That is the United States Citizen and Immigration Services.
So good of them to sponsor this.
So good. I mean, they've had enough of our money over the years.
They sure have. Thousands and thousands of dollars.
Who are the nominees?
The nominees for this award are Real Cadbury's Chocolate, Pret, Chocolate-Covered Hobnobs. Oh, I could have got you some of those today. Sorry. Worcester Sauce Crisps. I don't know why Crisps is not in all caps. Worcester Sauce Crisps, the BBC iPlayer, and the Weights and Measures Act. Who is going to be the winner of this award?
I'm proud to announce that the winner is the Weights and Measures Act.
Oh.
The Weights and Measures Act was introduced in 1985 as they're coming to the stage.
Yeah. It's a way for taxes on alcohol to be brought into play and in line with economic blah, 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 blah.
Now, this is a very important award winner for us because we have many issues with friends, family coming to visit and coming to America for the first time and not realizing that in this country there is no Weights and Measures Act when it comes to alcohol.
Right. So do you remember those fun trips to like Greece or Spain or Portugal in the summer with all that free pouring into a drink? That's our daily lives.
It's daily.
It sounds fun. It's terrifying.
Sometimes it's a short tumbler glass and you really do have almost 3/4 of it is gin.
And it's just a splash
and
of tonic.
And a splash of tonic, which actually is kind of nice. Because I think gin tastes nice, but yeah. When it's a vodka soda, that's a real...
Oh, God.
Or a tequila soda!
Now, no award show is complete without a bit of entertainment.
Oh, we've got some great performers lined up for this evening, haven't
we? It is. I tell you what, the celebrity booker for the UEs has been on top form. First up, we have a classic. It is our girl Cheryl and Gary Barlow performing at the Queen's Diamond Jubilee.
Wait, so we've got performances tonight, but they're happening in a different place and time. What an interesting astral plane we're on.
Well, have you ever seen the movie Back to the Future? Nothing quite like seeing a sea of white people flying Union Jacks, honouring our queen, who in the year 1999 is not dead, and another queen on stage with a smoky, smoky eye singing live.
I mean, Gary and Cheryl, gotta say thank you. Don't they sound like the married couple next door?
Gary and Cheryl
are gonna come over later for a drink.
Yeah, well, the thing is, when you live in a semi-detached, you've got to know your neighbours.
So Gary and Cheryl are going to join us. Oh, no, they've left. Oh, Cheryl doesn't seem happy about something. She's pointing at her earpiece.
She
looks angry.
And Gary, I can actually lip read Gary saying, oh, don't worry. It's real. That was pretty good, Cheryl. Don't worry. Now, speaking
electrifying
are the best celebrity impressions. For this next award, we've got a little something special.
Oh, we do. We have some guest presenters.
We do have some guest presenters. So to help present best celebrity impression, please welcome to the UEs, it's Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
The UEs.
They're Kermit. Oh, I can't believe we're here. Hiya!
Oh, Kermit and Miss Piggy have overcome with emotion and have left the stage.
Kermit's back. I just want to say you're welcome. Bye.
That was, what a treat.
Miss Piggy sounded strange, didn't she?
Both of them. Do you know what? Both of them having a great time as well.
Let's have the nominees introduce themselves for this category. So here are the nominees for Best Celebrity Impression.
It's me. It's Cheryl.
Just come off the stage, isn't she?
Yeah, she's just come off the stage. She's not happy about being in this category, but she's in it anyway. Who else have we got in this for this category of Best Celebrity Impression?
Did somebody say mustard? Let's not be silly. I'm the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, and Sharon Osbourne's also here. Ozzy, little Jackie boy, and Minnie stopped shitting on the carpet.
Right, and fresh from Chasing the Saturdays, I'm Una's mom. I think my name is Mary, I've forgotten it.
Oh, and then the thing is, I sound like Gary Barlow, but I'm actually Kimberly Walsh. You might see me later perform with Agro Santos. Go see Shrek the Musical, it's still on. What a feast.
What a lineup.
What a lineup.
One just a fictional character. And the winner who's going to make an incredibly long speech, a detailed speech, is none other than Miss Sharon Osbourne herself.
Crazy. Hey, but that's how it goes.
Actually, it's Mrs. Thank you. It's Mrs. O. I just want to say,
actually, Danny's here.
Oh, shit.
Danny Minogue's just here. You might not know me because my name's quite hard to spell. Double N, double I.
Well, I mean, you two famously didn't get on when you were on X Factor together.
So they've actually just taken Sharon's place. You might know me as Kylie's sister. If you've ever heard the song Get Out of the Way, it actually was originally called Get Out of My Way, Danny, but she changed the name.
Did we say it was Get Out of My Driveway?
Get out of my driveway, Danny. And then Kylie tried to run me over. Yeah. But the thing is, Kylie's very good to me. She let me run the fountains and the water on the Aphrodite tour. And I'd put chlorine in the fountains every day.
Oh, Danny, they're playing you off.
All right, bye. Neon Nights, 1995 sessions.
I might...
What a star-studded show the UEs is.
I know, and we do often talk about X Factor, so to have that X Factor reunion was really... I mean, we literally had three judges from X Factor in that category.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Just imagine if the X Factor all at the same panel was just Cheryl, Sharon, and Kimberly. And Una's mum, why not? Yeah.
And the Mad Hatter.
And the Mad Hatter. Well, he could host it. Oh, we're having too much fun, but we've got more awards to get through.
How could there be more?
Well, this next one, it's the Janet Jackson Award for Outstanding Contribution to Feedback.
Oh, now, Feedback is a segment of our show where we love to hear from our listeners. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they tell us we're wrong about the things that we talked about on the podcast, lots of corrections.
They sometimes rate and review us when I threaten them to.
Yes. You know? And we just wanted to really just do a quick shout out to some of our, you know, long-standing contributors and feedback. And, you know, we're just going to rattle off a few names.
Okay, we've got Disco Drive Through,
Me Against the Podcast,
Cliff,
CLC,
Prosecco Pundit,
Eve,
Lydia,
Nicola Palmer,
Tom, Crystal's husband,
Pierce Broderick,
Walt.
Oh,
sorry, Janet's here. We can't actually. Sorry.
I'm sorry if we missed him. We're being played off.
Being played off. Janet's just shimming on stage. It's that Asian persuasion.
Yeah, light-skinned, dark-skinned, that Asian persuasion.
Well, do you know what? Something heavy like a first day period.
Stand by that the lyrics to that are quite something.
Yeah.
Isn't there something about a bird of prey in that song as well?
What?
A pelican.
Pelican.
Flying higher than a pelican.
Do pelicans fly notoriously high?
I thought that they would be weighed down by that kind of large segment of mouth at the front. Beak. What's that, like, waddle thing underneath?
A gullet?
Have? Gullet is the word I'm trying to look for. God, who knew we'd get to a pelican's gullet?
Pelican's gullet. That's, you never know where you're going with Your Welcome America, or indeed on the UEs. So, I actually have a bit of feedback from our last episode, don't we, babes?
Oh, we absolutely do.
And also, if you do want to get in touch with us, go to our Instagram. You can email us at...
yourwelcomeamericapodcast@gmail.com.
And you can also please rate and review us in all the pod shops. I know there are some people out there who haven't yet, and I will...
All right.
I'll start knocking on doors. I mean, you've seen me in bars when I take people's phones and I subscribe them to our podcast.
Yeah.
In fact... If you've been in a bar and you're listened to this podcast because I took your phone and subscribed you, get in touch. Right, what feedback have we got?
One of my favorites is just this top one here, which is on our Nicole Scherzinger episode. An account called PCD Universe simply just said listening with a little ear emoji and a little headphones emoji.
Oh,
I'm a bit worried that they're going to be happy with us with what we said.
They're going to be disappointed because we don't mention Pussycat Dolls on purpose. But also, please go listen to one of our award-winning spin-off shows, such as You're Welcome America Presents the Search for the Next Pussycat Doll. So there you go. Right, this next bit of feedback, it came from Niall. Hi, Niall. Well, he sent a tweet, didn't he?
He did.
Is someone saying, thinking about how I accidentally found Lisa Scott Lee on LinkedIn a few years ago, and one of her work experiences was just Lisa Scott Lee.
Yeah, so on her LinkedIn, it says Lisa Scott Lee, and it says the duration that she did that for was 24 years and 10 months.
Love it.
And it says she's a singer-songwriter TV personality, November 1997 to present.
And also director. What's she directing? Did she do like the heartbeat video? All that green screen work. Yeah,
she did. No, she also directed It's the Way You Make Me Feel.
The way that you make me feel. She was also a member of the successful pop group Steps, as she's written here.
Yeah.
Brand ambassador for Adidas.
Was she?
And then, of course, we do know. Oh, brand ambassador Fitness First.
Was she? I used to be a member of Fitness First.
Fitness First ME. Is that somewhere? Like Dubai-y. And then DPA founder and principal, Dubai Performing Arts Academy. Well, we know about that.
We know all about that.
She's the next Sylvia Young.
And we had a bit more feedback from Niall. And this was just in reference to our Nicole Scherzinger episode. He said, just listening to Ewa driving home from work and wanted to share a fave Scherzinger memory. Picture the scene. London, 2011. I can do that.
Our brand new landmark is launched ahead of the Olympics. It is Westfield Stratford. Honking down the escalator to Wet in front of screaming families are Nicole. Can we just describe this picture?
It's Nicole Scherzinger essentially wearing kind of a bin bag dress with a fringed red jacket over the top, strutting down the Westfield Stratford escalators, and you can literally hear her singing Wet.
I'm gonna get my clothes off. I'm more strategic with that outfit. If she got wet,
yeah, it's wiped clean.
Roll right off her.
And it was followed with a great article, which was Hollywood comes to E20. And we all kind of said, Hollywood?
Nicole Scherzinger brings the glitz and another racy performance to launch of Westfield Stratford. I bet that was in the Metro.
No, that's the Daily Mail. I recognize that layout.
Well, one or t'other.
I mean, the idea of everyone packing themselves into Westfield Stratford, because famously, Westfield Stratford,
narrow,
very
skinny,
long and thin, and actually not that easy to navigate when it's busy.
No.
Quite a stressful shopping center.
I don't love it. Please get in touch for future feedback. But also, I thought we could just do a little bit of live feedback. One of our fave listeners, a real supporter, I'm building her up because she might not answer. And it is producer Bree. We thought we'd call her for some live feedback and just to, you know, a little satellite link up. So let's see if we can get her on the blower.
Now, is it illegal? Oh, no, it's only illegal if we don't tell her we're recording her. Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Why should we leave a message?
The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Producer Bree, we were just singing your praises. We're recording an episode live of You're Welcome America.
We're celebrating our 100th episode with an awards ceremony. And we were actually calling to get some live feedback from you about your thoughts about the podcast. But
yeah.
I guess you don't want to talk to us about it.
I think let's end this call and delete her number.
Okay. It was nice knowing you, Bree. We had a good run.
See ya.
Bye.
Well, that was that. That was us leaving her some feedback, it turns out. So
successful segment of the show.
Right.
We've got another award.
Another bloody award.
Are you serious?
Are you serious? Fuck me, Lee Ryan's 13.
So this next award is for best guest on the podcast. We've had a few guests over the 100 episodes.
We have indeed.
A real varied mix of actual famous people and people we know.
Yeah, real mix. Did I miss anyone out here in the nominees?
No, this is it.
This is it. We're obviously not going to include, like, you know, people like Podcast Nemesis Michael. They're more like...
Who?
I don't know. So best guest. Let's roll through the nominees. Should we do them one at a time?
Yeah.
First up, we've got Molly the Medium. Now, especially want to highlight the fact that she told Fraser he was an Australian immigrant in a past life who committed petty crimes.
Yeah, and we found that was the source of my ambivalence towards Australia.
Yeah. Who else have we got nominated for best guest?
The next nomination is for Crystal.
She's been on multiple times.
She's been on many times. She is...
Can't bloody get rid of her.
You know, a trial-winning, award-winning drag queen from London.
A court case-winning drag queen. Oh, you meant trial.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you think? What, like a bush tucker trial?
Yeah. Next up, we had Loose Woman herself, Denise Welsh. Do you remember when we forced her and fooled her to come to my house and be in the show?
Yeah, that was a strange... I don't know how... Well, we know how we managed that.
Yeah, we do.
Celeb Booker Billy, who really managed to swing that one for us. But yeah, there was that very strange day that Denise Welsh was just over at your house.
Yeah.
Oh, Bree's trying to call me back.
Oh, let's pick up. Can we pick up?
Hello?
Bree, you're live on the 100th episode of You're Welcome America.
Oh my gosh, what an honor. I thought you said you're deleting my phone number, though. I didn't answer.
Well, I know, but we like to give second chances in this podcast.
Yeah, you managed to call back before we deleted it.
Yeah. Talking about some of our biggest supporters, some of our favorite people who do feedback, we thought we'd call you basically just to, you know, anything you wanted to say. We're actually in the middle of recording the UEs, which is the You're Welcome America Award Show, just so you're aware.
Love it.
Yeah. Anything you want to contribute?
The pod is perfect. It's beautiful. It looks like Linda Evangelista. It's a model.
Whoa.
Do you get that reference, Ben?
I do. But Linda Evangelista, before she had that thing done to her face, you know how she had that issue?
Do you know what, Brie? It's been lovely to talk to you.
Anything else you want to add?
You guys do a great job. You're my favorite host. I love listening. I feel like very close to you guys after I listen.
Well, we love you, Brie.
We love you. We love you, Brie.
Love you. To 100 more, please, at least.
Oh, yes. God.
And also, fans out there, we'll do a bit of SpawnCon. If you want to listen to Bree's podcast, what's it called and where can they find it?
It's called Midlife Variety Show.
Ooh. And in the last episode, we find out how Bree almost got hit by a car. No, she did get hit by a car.
Yeah.
You did.
Jesus.
Broke a windshield.
Oh, shit. Broke a windshield. Like a deer. You broke a windshield.
Just like a beautiful doe-eyed deer.
Gorgeous.
Well, Bree, thank you for being our friends and thank you for being a supporter.
Yeah, and you looked great in that green dress in Palm Springs. Gorgeous.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. Thank you. All right. Bye. Love ya.
Bye.
Bye. We were in the middle of the Best Guest Awards.
Yeah.
So, we're talking about Denise Welsh, but who else have we got in the categories and the nominees?
Also, we somehow wrangled Hunk himself, Anthony Crank, who was the host of the Lisa Scott Lee... What was it, after show or like the finale? And we got him to come on the podcast and talk about Totally Scott Lee for us.
We did have really bad sound for that episode, remember?
Yeah, we had a lot of sound issues for that episode.
We did.
Anthony Crank kind of called us from like down a pipe in a toilet.
Yeah. We also
What a hunk, though.
Another nomination for the Best Guest Award goes to Joel and David from the Right Back At Your Pod.
Yes, we did a Dark Child special with a crossover event of all time.
Nah. Go listen to their pod. And the final nominee for Best Guest is...
My mum, Laura.
My mum, Laura.
My mum.
Right. Let's find out who the winners are. Well, it's a tie. It's a tie between Crystal and Laura. So what we're going to do is we're going to call them and whoever picks up wins the award.
Oh, UK ringtone.
Well, I never.
Hello.
Hello. I'm just watching Jonathan Ross and Mel B's on it and talking about the Spice Girls and what they're going to be doing as a get together.
Laura, I'm here as well. It's Ben.
Oh, hello.
Oh, wow, your tone really changed for Ben. So I feel legally we do have to inform you that we are currently recording the 100th episode of the podcast and...
Oh, piss off.
Oh.
Well...
Without me.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
No.
How dare you both.
You've been nominated for Best Guest.
Oh. Yeah.
And we wanted to inform you that you have won Best Guest.
Six people, yeah. And you know how there's a lot of a lot of the time people win the awards because they're going to be the ones that they can actually get to come to the awards ceremony. In this case, you might have won because you were the person that we knew would answer the phone. Do you have anything to say to your fans?
Doing your 100th episode.
Yeah.
And I was on the 50th, and it feels nostalgic.
Okay.
And. I wish I was there for the 100th, really. Yeah. I don't know what you're doing, of course.
I was worried because Ben told me he had a surprise for me today, and I was a little worried it was you.
What? worried. You should have been thrilled and disappointed that it wasn't.
I mean, thrilled and excited that it was you, and it was very sad that it wasn't. All right, I think this awards ceremony is really ground to kind of a halt at the moment, so we are going to have to go. A lot of dead air.
You haven't really asked me interesting questions, but hey.
The audience are streaming out of the O2. They're not interested anymore.
Yeah. It's the Millennium Dome. We're recording in the Millennium Dome. Right. Great to hear from you, Laura.
To listen to your 100th episode, despite what I've said.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful. Sure. All right, Mum.
Enjoy your day.
Love you lots, Mum.
I love you too.
Love you, Laura. Bye.
Bye.
Cut her off.
Well, to be fair, we do have to call Colin as well. Crystal. Just Crystal. Oh, sorry, Crystal.
Oh. Unavailable.
Unavailable. Well, Crystal did not get to share the award for best guest. It went to Laura.
Yeah. Sent straight to WhatsApp voicemail by Crystal.
Oh, is tonight Mimi's?
Oh yeah, it is.
Oh, he's performing. He's
literally performing as we speak.
Yeah. He's probably the whole show probably just stopped for that call to like go through.
Oh, now everyone. We've got another performance, and this one is a real pleasure and a real doozy.
Now, how did we come across this again? What were we watching?
So this special performance is because of our episode about Pixie Lott, where we were kind of diving into her lore and her history, and we found an entry on her Wikipedia page that said that she was performing at the Belfast Titanic Museum.
Yeah,
and we got very obsessed with the idea of Pixie Lott singing Kiss the Stars Tonight,
like on the bow of the Titanic as it goes down.
We became very obsessed with that. And it turns out that actually there was an MTV music festival at the Belfast Museum.
And it was called MTV Titanic Sounds.
Yeah.
What's the sound? Just an iceberg scraping along a ship and like a gazillion people drowning.
So actually, our next performer is, we're going to go through space and time, and we're going to go to the 13th of April, 2012. And we're going to hear Pixie Lott performing All About Tonight at the MTV Titanic Sounds.
Oh.
And now also this performance that she's doing live in the studio is going to be coming, it's going to be sounding like it's coming from someone filming in a crowd on a phone.
Got it.
Now,
whoa.
Say what you want about Pixie Lott and if you're not a fan of her music, but that crowd at the MTV Titanic Sounds at Belfast's Titanic Museum were going off during the chorus of All About Tonight.
Thank you for that, Pixie, by the way.
Yo, thank you, Pixie. Thanks, do you want to come and say some words? No, she's gone.
She's actually paddling off in a lifeboat. So moving on, are you still with us, Millennium Dome? Who can say Y2K bug? Yeah? Okay.
Anyone still listening to this very odd episode?
So the next award is the One Time at Uni Award, sponsored by Marlboro Menthos and Corky's. Tell us who the nominees are, babes.
The nominees are Fraser requesting Red Dress by the Sugar Babes at uni so much that the DJ bought it on vinyl just to shut him up.
Ben getting the last train home from Leeds after a night out.
Fraser getting too stoned and thinking there were people in his mirror after watching Lord of the Rings.
Ben working at the pub and not knowing the difference between lager and bitter. Still don't.
And finally, just the general term. Remember when girls wore boho maxi skirts with those wide disc belts? Or those 80s plastic jewelry with the off-the-shoulder going out top?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Do you remember that?
Maybe
uni?
Maybe a rah-rah skirt as well.
Oh, gotta have a rah-rah skirt.
So, who's the winner? Who do you think is the winner of this? Do you know what? I'm going to choose the winner.
Okay.
The winner is, of the One Time at Uni Award, it is Fraser requesting Red Dress by the Sugar Babes so much the DJ bought it and vinyl shut him up. The reason being is because when I was at uni, when we danced to Red Dress, we would all like create like a catwalk runway.
Right.
And then we would all like stomp up and down it on the dance floor pretending we're in a red dress.
Is there anything clunkier than the opening of that song?
Boom, 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 boom. And we've talked about before how that should have been something for Special K. Right?
Yes. Listen to the opening of this song. It's just so clunky. What is that noise? Is that just a drum?
Yeah, just like a synth drum.
Red Dress by the Sugar Waves. If you're not aware of that song, You don't really need to listen to it because it's quite a blip in time, isn't it?
It is.
That award really goes out to, a special shout out to podcast nemesis Michael, who says that you and me talk about uni too much on this podcast. So that was, that award really was dedicated to him.
Oh, well, podcast nemesis Michael, why don't you tell us about when you were in like fucking that cold place you went to uni in where you met George?
So angry about a hypothetical thing.
Can't even remember that uni place. Where was it called? It's like upstate New York. Syracuse. I have a funny feeling this isn't the last time we're going to be talking about podcast nemesis Michael today.
I don't think we're not obsessed with him and talk about him constantly. I don't think so.
I think the weather. I think that's because of him. Right. What have we got next?
Of course, it's time for another award.
Oh, my God.
I can hear something, a faint, distant noise on the beach.
God, I'm feeling a little villainous.
Stay away from her, Eric. Remember that bit where Ursula's real voice comes out? That's because our next award is the Vanessa from The Little Mermaid Best Villain Award. The nominees are Jo O'Meara for her work in the Big Brother race row.
The novel Coronavirus. Remember her?
She really tried to fuck with us for a while. The next nominee for Best Villain is Ben.
Oh, hi. Oh, I'm honored to get nominated.
You're going to have to win this one.
The next nomination for Best Villain is that ice cream truck that just slowly drives past my house when we're recording. I hate it. And then when I try to have a nap afterwards, it's just plinky plonking around.
Well, in a similar vein, the other Best Villain Award nominee is the various dogs in my building that all decide to bark as soon as we start recording.
Oh, nightmares. And talking of nightmares, the final nominee for the Best Villain Award is podcast nemesis Michael. Well, nemesis by name, nemesis by nature. Who is the winner?
The winner is...
of the Yui for the Best Villain...
sponsored by Vanessa from The Little Mermaid is...
is it me?
His podcast nemesis Michael.
Oh, he does deserve it. We have a satellite link up.
We do.
From the Millennium Dome. And we're going to call podcast nemesis Michael, let him know what he's won, and get his reaction.
Hi, Michael. Just obviously in the state of California, you do have to let someone know when they are being recorded. I just wanted you to know that we are recording our 100th episode of the podcast, and it is an award ceremony called the Yuis, and you have won an award. Do you want to know what it is?
Yes, I do want to know what it is.
You have won the award for Best Villain.
Congratulations. Oh. Sounds like you've got some people there that disagree with that award.
Where are we satellite linking you in from, Michael?
Just in Cabo. We just checked into our hotel, and I don't know what to say. This is so meaningful.
How do you achieve such villainy?
It's a lifelong journey. we're gonna go to the pool. Okay, I have to go.
Okay. We love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Podcast nemesis Michael there being screamed at by his children who said that they didn't want to go to the pool in Cabo.
Confusing.
Very confusing. They're going to love the pool.
They're going to love it. They could drown Michael in it.
Oh, these awards. I mean, let's just have a quick check-in. How's the Yui's going for you, Ben?
I think it's going really well. I was worried about filling the audience at the Millennium Dome, but we sold it out.
Yeah, and we've got stars backstage. We've got Pixie Lott, Gary Barlow, Cheryl.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to say who the other ones are because
we've got some other surprise performances coming up. You know, obviously, we've still got Michael and my mum on the satellite link just there if we need to talk.
And you do remember with the Millennium Dome, they do have those kind of aerial silks performers. Yeah. So we do have them whizzing around our... Oh, one almost got me.
Na 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 na.
You know, just like silks.
That's God, where she stole it from, wasn't it?
Right.
It's time for our next award.
Is it?
Yeah, and this one's pretty special and pretty near and dear to our own hearts. So, like we said, we've done 100 episodes. That's what this award ceremony is in aid of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you do 100 of something, especially technically we do 2 topics per episode, so we've actually done 200 topics on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And this award is for worst topic.
Worst topic. Now, Sharp, you just picked these out for fun, right?
I did. I went through our list of episodes and I picked them out based on whether the actual kind of episode topic was bad when we were talking about it, or whether we really scraped the topic into existence just because we wanted to talk about something. So,
okay.
Who are the nominees?
The nominees are, I'm going to run through them all, Ryan Seacrest, Jeep Wranglers, Route 66, which was very recent, My Life in the D-List, Homecoming, Davina McCall's workout DVDs, and Coles.
Yeah, so there's a kind of a real mix in here. There was a real combination of ones that didn't go so well kind of on air, and some that obviously went well, but were very crowbarred in.
Are you talking about Coles? You really? Because you wanted to do What's Her Face, didn't you?
Well, that was more of a, as we called it, a Trojan horse. I wanted to talk about Hayden Panettiere and her solo single wake-up call, and I had to really backdoor it through talking about Coles. I definitely struggled through the Ryan Seacrest episode where I realized I just simply didn't want to talk about him.
Oh, yeah, you chose it. Homecoming, remember as well, because we got it all wrong. My Life in the D-List, I don't think that was that bad, was it?
Well, I think it's a very randomly plucked topic.
Yeah, it should have just been Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And Jeep Wranglers, you simply just wanted to talk about your car.
I did. What's wrong with that? I love my car.
And I did make a little note as well. Special shout out to, because obviously we do two topics per episode.
Yeah.
These are just some of my favorite combinations of things that we've done on an episode together. And that's Norwich and LAX.
Salt Lake City and Pixie Lott.
And Sainsbury's in Las Vegas. I think that one might be my favorite.
Sainsbury's in Las
just
Vegas.
Sainsbury's supermarket in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Although how great would a giant Sainsbury's in Las Vegas be?
That would be gorgeous.
Yeah.
Maybe at the Sainsbury's Hotel.
Or they could convert that. Here, I mean, we're here in the Millennium Dome today. They could convert the sphere into a giant Sainsbury's. That'd be good.
And project the adverts on the sphere while you're shopping.
That's nice.
The deals. God, that would be so overwhelming. So what do we think should win worst topic?
I think it's Ryan Seacrest. And I only say that because all the others I wouldn't mind hearing about, but I don't care about Ryan Seacrest.
Well,
why did you choose that?
I think it's because I wanted to talk about that moment when Britney Spears thought he was gay.
Yeah. Because that's the only fun thing that came to my head.
Well, no, we talked about Keeping Up with the Kardashians and we talked about American Idol. So it was
Trojan
horse. It was a little more of a Trojan horse to talk about American Idol.
I also like the time you called up Britney and she's putting out, it's a radio interview, and she's putting out Potpourri in July and it's Christmas potpourri?
Yes.
Yeah, how do you say potpourri?
Potpourri.
It is potpourri. Okay. Okay, so the winner of the worst topic is Ryan Seacrest.
Oh my goodness. These awards, they're just being handed out left, right, and center. Oh, we do have a performance. I've been told that it's quite a short performance.
Okay. We've got some guest presenters for this performance,
we've got
actually.
Some guest hosts. Now, oddly, we are going to be throwing to the year 2009 and the show Anton Deck's Saturday Night Takeaway.
Here with an exclusive performance of their new single, Work, It's the Saturday!
Oh! I see that Molly just got hooked off of the stage around the neck with a hook. So the Saturdays, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What a performance! Now, talking of performances, we've got another one back to back.
How could this be happening? Well, I mean, what event could we possibly go to after being at Saturday Night Takeaway in 2009?
I think we could go to...
Do you want to just read the description of what we're about to hear?
We're about to hear Melody trying to outsing Nicole during a 2006 Pussycat Dolls performance at Fashion Rocks. Wow, Melody, good job.
Oh my goodness, Melody, well done. I just want to give you some feedback from the YouTube video that we may have just streamed that from. The top comment says, she's trying to fit 5 years worth of singing into 24 seconds.
Oh, what a performance. Thank you for that, Melody.
Well done, Melody. I would say that you really proved everyone wrong, but you did sound a little bit like a strangling cat.
Oh, talking of like a strangling cat, we've got the next award, and it is the best live performance from us, Ben and Fraser, in conjunction with vocal coaches to the stars, David and Cary Grant from Fame Academy.
Oh my God, they're sponsoring this award.
They're sponsoring it, and they're choosing the winner as well.
Well, so this whole category is just gorgeous performances of different songs that we sing on a regular basis on the podcast.
Do you know what I love about this as well? We're going to hear a snippet of each song.
Oh, we are. Of course we are. Through them.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us the first one? The nomination for Best Live Performance from Ben and Fraz. Up first, the nominations.
Shadow by Britney Spears, inspired by Ashley Simpson's song by the same name.
It's only a shadow, never yourself. Only a shadow, nobody else.
Oh, we did a kind of a harmony
and
there.
And then how does the Ashley Simpson song go?
Shadow. Living in the shadows of someone else's dream.
Oh, God, that's a good one. The next one, talking of Ashley Simpson, she's up here again. We have, for Best Live Performance of Ben and Fraser, we have Autobiography by Ashley Simpson.
I got shades on.
Stains?
Stains.
Okay. One, two, oh, one, two, three.
I got chains on my t-shirt and I'm the biggest flirt. If you want my autobiography, baby, just ask me.
Oh, we did the different versions there.
Yeah.
Next up for the nominations of Best Live Performance from Ben and Fraser. What song is it?
Just can't get enough. The live performance at some, was it Go Ape?
Woo! God, what a good performance that is. Now, speaking of good performances, Best Live Performance from Ben and Fraser, it is Pat Banneter, Pat Banneter.
She's called Bat. I just called her Bat Benatar. Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar's Heartbreaker from the Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah, shout out to Cecily.
You're a heartbreaker, a love maker. Our love is like a tidal wave, shaking over my head.
That was from the You're Welcome America spin-off series, You're Welcome America Presents the Search for the Next Pussycat Doll. Okay, talking of dolls, what about girls? The next Best Live Performance nomination is Not Such an Innocent Girl by Victoria Beckham.
Now,
which part of the song?
You'd think we'd be singing the chorus, but I often like to sing, I'm not made of china, I'm not made of glass, would it shatter your illusion if this angel had a past?
Also, shout out to I've got a secret rose tattoo. I'm dying just to show you.
And finally,
here we've got three more. Oh, three
Jesus more Christ.
Best Live Performance. What's the next one?
Bad Boys by Alexandra Burke.
A bad boy, bad boys.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Way. That's just it.
Quick one by A. Burke there.
Oh, another live performance from Ben and Fraser. Best live it is. Well, it's actually just from Fraser. It is singing from his childhood production of Bugsy Malone.
Anybody who is anybody will soon walk through that door at Fat Sam's Grand Slam. Speakeasy. Once you get here, feel the good shit like they say in a poem. Fat Sam's ain't humble, but it's your home sweet home. Hey.
Oh, we've got one more nomination. How can we top that?
Just any song from Chicago.
I got my own bill when I'm burn that town.
It's worth noting that anytime we're referencing Chicago, it really is just Catherine Zeta-Jones' vocals in all that jazz. I'm really not that impressed with anyone else. Love that I was worried about the runtime of this and we're already at an hour.
Do you know what? I don't know if there's a winner for that.
Do you know what? I think the winner is the listeners.
The listeners, absolutely. Now, talking of the listeners, I mean, this is a situation where there were less light winners. And the next award is the Worst You're Welcome America spin-off series. What have we got there?
The nominees are Pussycat Dolls presents Search for the Next Doll.
Is it the whole season or just...
Yeah, the whole season.
And then the next nominee is that one episode of Pussycat Dolls Presents Search for the Next Doll where Fraser did it alone and lost his mind.
The next nominee is The Ashley Simpson Show.
Oh, too soon. Mm. Final nominee is Totally Scott Lee.
How dare that one even be in the lineup?
God.
I know. I will say that during the voting for this one, Ashley Simpson Show was polling pretty high, even though we are currently doing it. And, you know, I'm a little upset because I'm still going to edit one of the episodes. But who's the winner?
I had a text from someone specifically the other day saying that they were enjoying it, by the way.
Are you taking the pace?
Did you send that to yourself?
I did. The winner of the worst You're Welcome America spin-off series is... You read it.
Oh my God, it's the one episode of the Pussycat Dolls Presents Search for the Next Door where Fraser did it alone and lost his mind.
Wow.
I thought I did a great job, but apparently not, according to the Academy. Oh, I actually wrote the winner of that one.
We've got, do you know what? The Ewers. The Ewers, the UEs.
Yeah, we're the...
The UAE.
The Real Night of a Thousand Stars and wonderful awards. We've actually got another award coming up.
What is it?
So this award is for most listened to episode of the podcast.
Wait, so is this real?
Yeah. And this award is sponsored by the terms self-congratulatory, indulgent, and simply not interesting to anyone else apart from the hosts of the show.
Mm.
So we've got a list of our kind of top rated and top listened to episodes.
Okay, who are the nominees? The first nomination is Nadine Coyle and The Hills. That is a good duo.
That is.
The next one is The Girls Aloud Special.
Mm-hmm.
The third nominee is Girls Aloud Off the Record Episode 1. Episode spelled incorrectly there. And the final nominee is our very first episode, 100 episodes ago, Louise and Tesla. What a strange... Although, in terms of our brand, that's a good duo.
Yeah, Louise and Tesla. And actually, the winner, this is real, is the Girls Aloud Special is our most played episode. There you go. You people love the Girls Aloud Special.
Well, speaking of Girls Aloud Specials, I'm going to exclusively reveal that we do have some upcoming specials about Girls Aloud.
Are you taking the pace?
We
are going to be doing You're Welcome America Presents The Passions of Girls Aloud. Famously, only 4 episodes. Famously.
And actually, speaking of Girls Aloud, we actually have another member of the band performing live for us.
This is a performance from 2011. It is Kimberly and Agro Santos performing Like You Like on Daybreak.
You can have all of me tonight.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody else gonna make it right. Mr.
Santos.
You got me like a bullet, take a bite. I'll hit
they
you right, just like you like.
They call me Chef, they like the way I mix it. If you can take the heat, come and step.
Wow.
Kimberly yet again proving that she is one of the most solid people that comes out of a situation looking pretty good, considering.
What's amazing about the visuals of that performance, Agro Santos, it's 2011, looks like he's got a really Botoxed forehead, but I think he's just really young.
Yeah, he was just young when this happened.
Yeah. It's our final award of the night.
Oh, what a night. Jesus Christ.
Oh, what a night. Late December back in 99.
Jesus.
The Millennium Dome was built and the world is fine. Oh, God.
Final award of the evening. It's actually a very, very special award.
It is.
I'll introduce it.
Oh, please do.
This award is in conjunction with Gwyneth Paltrow and Kagi from Made in Chelsea have come together for this award, and it's Ben's Snobbiest Moments.
Thank you. I'm so excited to get an award. What am I nominated for, though?
And the nominees are, for Ben's Snobbiest Moments, Ben refusing to set foot in a Greggs.
Yep, still to this day, never been, never will.
Ben's insistence on drinking real champagne.
No apologies.
One word, skiing.
Mm-hmm.
Ben pretending to be down to earth by using street parking instead of the valet at Soho House.
Save you some money.
And Ben upgrading himself and me using miles and leaving Teddy in coach on our recent NYC trip.
I mean, you benefited from that.
I mean, I benefit from quite a few of these, but it's fine.
Exactly.
And interestingly enough, we have a selection process for this from Beyond the Grave.
Yeah, someone's very special to all our lives,
yeah.
And the pods, she has risen.
And she has shaped you into the category that we see before us,
the
right?
The snob that I am, yeah. One of my earliest memories, we are of course talking about Egyptian grandma, one of my earliest memories is sitting in the back seat of her BMW sports car, and we went shopping, and she put down, like, you know, the little middle thing you can put things on, the yeah. back seat, and I was eating a prawn sandwich from Marks and Spencer's. It's a lovely day out.
And who, which moment has she chosen, or is her opinion that actually none of these are snobby because they're just correct?
None of them are snobby, they're just correct, and actually, I'm not snobby enough.
Wow. Gosh, not many people at an award ceremony have someone giving the results from beyond the grave, but there we go.
Yeah, pretty good one.
Lovely.
Thank you so much for joining us. We do have a very special section, much like the end of any award show. A lot has happened.
We've been making this podcast for 5 years.
5 years.
And, you know, things have really, really come and really gone.
So, things have evolved, things have changed.
Things have changed. So we are going to be just reading out some of the things that we have lost in those 5 years in our In Memorandum section. And please welcome to the stage DJ Sammy, featuring someone whose name I can't pronounce, doing the candlelight mix of Heaven.
It's a good mix. In Memorandum at the Yui's 100th episode, year 2024.
What have we lost?
Fraser's hair.
The global pandemic.
Fraser's cockroach-infested studio in Koreatown. That was the one with the chicken across the road, wasn't it? No, the parrot. Chicken? Parrot.
Ben's weight being less than 160 pounds.
And you know what? I'm proud of it. She's a beefy rugby girl now. Fraser's old waistline.
I remember that.
What else have we lost?
We've lost Ben's pre-sun damaged face.
Yeah.
Goodbye. God, I love the candlelight version of Heaven.
Candlelight remix of Heaven. I do just want to say thank you so much for the Millennium Dome hosting this.
Should we just let All right, DJ Sammy, do you want to get off? Now, I will say, don't ever try and look at the comments under the DJ Sammy candlelight really? Remix of Heaven. There's a lot of people talking about their dead relatives in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's us, the end of the UEs. Somebody said in the comments, is there anybody still listening to DJ Sammy's music in 2024? Yes.
You got it.
We are.
We're here.
So.
Oh, thank you so much for listening to the UEs, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you to you for all your hard work you put into being a great friend.
And to you for your hard work in being a great friend. And to us.
So speaking of, I got some special treats for the end of the episode.
Oh, okay, what have you got? Oh my God. It's an Easter egg. A Freddo Easter egg. Oh, and a fruit and nut. Oh, babes.
Now, I got...
What'd you get for yourself?
I got the mini eggs one, but I just, for some reason, I thought in my head, you really like a Freddo.
I do love a Freddo.
You do like a Freddo, okay.
I like that hard, yeah. I like the thickness of the chocolate Good. You get with a Freddo.
Thought we could have those after the show, you know?
Lovely, in the green room.
Yeah, in the green room.
With Cheryl and Kimberly and Mix-a-Lot and Gary.
God, what a green room it is. Agro Santos.
And all of the Pussycat Dolls.
All of the Pussycat Dolls.
I think Nicole might have laughed. Boys, buttons,
what do you think? She's helicoptered out. Yeah. Okay, thank you so much for listening. We do love making the show. We love all of you getting in touch. And it's such a fun way to stay in contact with everyone in the UK and weirdly around the world.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Yeah, especially thank you to people who are not our friends that listen. That's really the craziest part.
And our new friends we've made, like Cliff.
Yeah.
I did ask Cliff to send us a message, but he's so hungover today. Please rate and review us on Instagram. Get in touch on email. How can they get in touch?
YouWelcomeAmericaPodcast@gmail.com. I mean, I can imagine the comments are going to come flooding in after this special.
Flooding in. And also, we're not going anywhere. We're going to continue with the pod.
We are talking like we're going to quit.
I know. We've got specials coming up. And we do have one final performance to play us out tonight. And I'm dedicating it to you.
And I'm dedicating it to you.
Thank you. It is Mel C and Emma Bunton singing I Know Him So Well. Good night. Nothing is so good, it lasts eternally. Perfect situation.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Fraser. I'm a little nervous recording voice notes because I don't like how I sound, but when your favorite podcast celebrates their 100th episode, you kind of just do it. So here I am. I wanted to congratulate you both on 100 episodes of You Are Prime. I wanted you both to know how much I've enjoyed your podcast in the past few years.
Congrats, Ben and Fraser, on 100 episodes of Your Welcome America. I feel very welcome. And here's to another 100. Let's go, Eskimo.
Well done, Uncle Ben. We're so proud of you.
Well done, Uncle Ben. I'm so proud of you.
And to Fraser.
And to Fraser.
100 episodes.
100 episodes.
Ladies.
Ladies.
And what do rock stars do?
Yeah!
And eat the crusts off their pizza, don't they, first?
Yeah.
I know him so.